Hey, did you ever take a swing at your old man? It's the most horribly satisfying feeling in the world. When I was 16, I came home drunk. It was Christmas Eve. And I mean, I come in furniture crashing, eyeballs rolled up, sleep in your own puke drunk, crashing around. The next morning, I come downstairs. My parents are sitting there. My younger brother, they're just sitting there in their bathrobes waiting for me. Arms folded, a total freeze frame, stone dirty looks. What? What'd I do? And then I see the fucking Christmas tree. It's lying on its side, all the ornaments are crushed, glass all over the carpet. Even a couple of the presents were stepped on, squashed. Whoops. I figured the best defense is an offense, so I started yelling at my father that he shouldn't have gotten that cheap tree stand. The screws, they came right out. And now look at this mess. My father doesn't even bother to answer me. I was one of those high school drinking problems you see on news specials. I was the only kid in my high school in the Enrich program, you know, the Brainiac Elite Corps. The only kid to get suspended 3 times for drunkenness. So they're sick of me. Totally fed up. Anyway, my father's standing there, not even answering me. He's got a suitcase on the floor by him, which I didn't even notice. And he's real calm, which is the worst for him. And he tilts his ear down to the suitcase, still giving me that dead eye. And he says, I want you to take this suitcase, take it upstairs, put your clothes in it, and get the hell out of our house. I don't care where you go, what you do, who you kill, who kills you. I want you out of this house now. Now, I never went up against my father directly. I would do shit like get drunk or fuck up in ways that would jerk him around indirectly. But I never defied him face to face, mainly because he was my father, but also because he would have beat the shit out of me every time out of the box. My old man was Hans Brinker, and he was no one to dance with. I mean, but he was a civilized man. He only hit me when he had to. Whatever the hell that means. But anyways, the last time he laid into me, I was maybe just 15. But it was enough. My memory was excellent. And here he was telling me to hit the road at 16. I mean, get fucking real. I was still drunk a little. I really didn't feel like starting a new life just that second. I mean, it was Christmas. I was standing on my shorts on the stairs. I look at my brother, who's like 8, 9, no mercy there. I mean, he's a fucking orthodontist now anyway, no mercy there. It was probably his presence I stepped on. My mother, she never liked me from the get-go, so the whole thing was a golden opportunity for her to have a sewing room. So it's me versus him. No extra people dragging on his bathrobe, begging him to reconsider. But the thing is, I don't want to go. I don't want to butt heads, but I don't want to go. And for while I'm standing up on the stairs, it looks like the whole thing could be resolved if someone just took the goddamn Christmas tree and stood it upright again, a 2-second production at best, a 10-second sweep-up job of broken ornaments, stock my allowance for the squashed toys, and it's Noel, Noel, like nothing happened. So I go down the steps for the tree, and my father, seeing I'm bypassing its suitcase, does one of these check slides, moving from where he was to in between me and the tree, so he's blocking my way, and he points to the suitcase. I said to him, look, let me just pick up the tree. He says, pick up the suitcase. I open my mouth again and he says, pick up the suitcase. And we're standing there eye to eye, same height, which is a new one on me. I thought he was taller. And I said, get this. What's the matter with you? Don't you have any Yuletide spirit? Not Christmas spirit, Yuletide. I sounded like a fucking Hallmark card. Anyways, he hauls off. Whap! An open-handed crack on the jaw. You know what? It didn't hurt. I say, let me pick up the tree, Pop. Very casual to show him I wasn't hurt. Whap, again. I say, don't hit me anymore. Whap, and before I knew it, I slapped him back. It was a real girlish slap because I checked my swing, and on hitting him, I had 2 separate reactions. One, yikes, I just hit my father. And two, what a lousy non-athletic slap. He's probably ashamed of me. So I hit him again, I swear to Christ on the Bible, to show him I had good follow-through. Next thing I know, we're swinging away like Zale Graziano, and my mother and my soon-to-be an orthodontist brother are going berserk. But I'm going wild twice as much as they are because I am knocking the shit out of him. I realize he can't fight for love or money, and I'm standing there. I won't hit his face. I keep punching his arms and shoulders. I don't know what it was. I must have really grown since the last time he hit me or something, but I'm wailing the crap out of him now. Anyways, he does pop me 1 stinger on the jaw, and I must have lost my temper or something because next thing I know, he's on his knees, and it looks like he's got birds going around his head. My mother's standing there with a hand over her mouth like she's stifling a yawn, except for her eyes, which tell the whole story. And I say, just let me pick up the tree, Pop. It'll be okay. So I casually saunter over to the tree. I think I might even have him singing, this ain't happening, oh, this ain't happening, la-di-da, oh, this ain't happening to me. And just as I'm about to bend down, I feel something like a twig or a stick bounce off the back of my head. I turn around, and on the floor is a rubber-tipped arrow, one of my brother's toys. I figure Dickhead is getting in on the act, so I look up, but it's not Dickhead, it's my father. And he's on his knees, and his hair is all clumpy, sticking out on the sides like a clown. And he's muttering to himself and futzing around with the little toy bow, fitting in another arrow. He aims it at me with my mom and my brother standing behind him like he was defending them from me. And he's aiming that little piss-ass Cochise bow and arrow at me. And he's screaming at me to get out. And at first I just wanted to laugh. I thought he must be hamming it up. Maybe he's drunk. But he looked so agitated and crazed. I just beat him up, man. His kid just whipped his ass and he was stone beside himself. So I just raised my hands. Don't shoot, Pop. I'm going. And I took the suitcase and in 10 minutes I was packed and on the street. And I stayed at this guy Kaplan's house for a week. And I just sat in his room, and every day I just drank and wrote poetry about how he was the best father in the world and how much I loved him. I think I was terrified about being able to take over the universe.